All right. Welcome to another episode edition of AP Empowers. Coming to you guys, it's 2023. I hope you're out here going to get it. Did you guys hear that song that was playing before I started talking? Energy is all about energy. Energy is everything in 2023. And I'm bringing that big energy to you guys. And I hope that you're giving me back that same energy. I hope that you're grinding. I hope you're going out here to get it. You guys know I got to take care of some housekeeping situations. I'm getting alerts on my phone, guys. I'm super busy. I got all kinds of appointments set and things happening in and around me and in my circle. So I'm just blessed to be here with another episode for you guys today. And that's what we're going to be talking about today, energy. But in the meantime, in between time, I want to shout out the ladies that have reached out to me. I've got a special guest. You guys are going to be seeing that air really soon. I'll be promoting my show where I'm going to have my first interview with a very special guest that's coming on. More details on that is definitely going to be coming in the future, in the near future. So follow me on social media, guys, if you're not currently following me. I am Angela R. Pride on Facebook. I am Coach Pride on Twitter, and I am Coach with Pride on IG. So you can hit me up there. I got a couple of other pages as well, but those are the main pages that I would like and prefer for you to follow me so that you guys can get the information that you are needing. Today's episode is being brought to you by PrideFamilyMerch.com. That is a new brand that's out. Personal responsibility and daily excellence. That's what the pride on these shirts stand for. And so if you've got some daily excellence going on, we ask that you go by PrideFamilyMerch.com and you cop your merchandise today. Don't wait. We are definitely selling out of several items. We only have trucker hats left, and there are a few more. But again, go to PrideFamilyMerch.com and you can get the things that you need so that you can rock this pride brand. It is blowing up. We're super excited about everything that's going on with the brand, with the family, the whole nine yards. So that's what this episode is being brought to you by. But I just want to get into this energy. I want to talk a little bit about energy is everything, guys. Energy is who you are. It's what you do. It's what you exude. It's you know, your aura around you. It's what you bring to the table. And if you're not bringing big energy, then there's a problem. If you're not bringing big energy, then guess what? You're probably going to be suppressed. People probably don't know who you are. People probably don't know what you're doing. So I'm coming to you today to encourage you that in 2023, we need that big energy from you. We need you to be bringing your best to the table. And of course, like I said, nothing but big energy. But energy is everything. And you get to control the energy that you send out. And you also get to control the energy that comes into you. Because have you ever noticed that when you walk in a room and somebody's kind of got like a sour taste in their mouth, or they've got, they're angry or they're in a bad mood or whatever, that energy is never good. It's like negativity, right? And people have been talking about negativity for a while now. But my thing today is to want to tell you that you get to control the energy that comes in and that goes out. And so with that being said, don't allow people with negative energy to thrive around you. Don't allow them to come and dump that negative energy on you. I want you to keep that big positive energy that that's what we're talking about today. Big positive energy that you should be exuding. You should be, not necessarily that you got to be happy all the time, but it's not so much how you feeling. It's what you give off. It's what you let other people know that you're feeling. And so with that being said, you are in control, right? You get to control the type of energy that you want people to get from you. I'm not saying you got to be happy all the time. I'm not saying you got to be excited. Guys, understand, when I come on this podcast, yes, I'm excited to come to you. I have to be excited, or else I'm going to come to you gloomy, and I'm going to come to you like, yeah, I just got to do this podcast, or yeah, it's just an obligation. No, heck no. That ain't me. That ain't my spirit. So when I come to you guys, I am excited. I'm excited to just be blessed enough for someone to hear my voice today, my empowerment, my encouragement, my motivation, my inspiration, however you want to spin that thing. I'm excited about that whole nine yards, okay? And so with that being said, I have to come to you with some good energy, right? I don't want to come to you sluggish. I don't want to come to you depressed. Even if I'm going through something, you guys are never going to know it, because that is not what I'm here for. I'm here to encourage you. I'm here to motivate you. I'm here to push you. I'm here to hold you accountable. I'm here so that you look in the mirror, and when you don't see what you like, then you have to make that adjustment, right? And so, you know, getting back to energy, energy is who you are. Energy is what you exude. Energy is what you give off. And so your energy, if your energy is negative, then guess what? You're going to send that energy to someone else. So when you're in a room full of people and everybody, like, for instance, last couple of weeks ago, I went to a networking event. And the energy in the room was really, really positive. I mean, now there were some people in there that just felt like, you know, and I get it. I work with introverts all the time. I understand that everybody's not an extrovert and everybody does not really like networking. But that is also a challenge for me. When I walked in the room, I saw quite a few introverts. And you know what I did? I gravitated to them. I wanted to encourage them. I wanted to push them. Hey, you're here for a reason. You know, have you given anybody your business card? If you've not done that, go ahead and do it now, because, you know, that's what you're here for, you know. And so whatever the situation may be, but the room had a lot of great energy in it. And I was excited to be out, because that was really my first networking event of the year. And I was just excited about it. And so when I came from the, you know, but when I do networking and I do the different things that I do, it's also draining for me, because I pour out so much. I meet so many people. I greet so many people. I hug people. I shake hands. I give out business cards and those types of things. But that is my energy. And that has to be my energy all day, right? For the most part, because usually I'm pouring into other people. When I'm speaking, I'm pouring into you. And so when I get home, I'm super drained. A lot of times I'm exhausted. My energy's low when I get home. So I have to be careful with that, because I am married. And, you know, I don't want to give my husband negative energy, or I'm tired type of energy. And I don't want to be bothered because I've been working all day or doing whatever. Just like I don't want that same energy from him. When he goes to work, when he has to do his thing, I want him to be able to give me undivided attention. I want him to be able to talk to me, to love on me, to hug me, to do whatever, you know, we need to do without feeling like, oh, I'm just tired or this, that, and the other. Guys, the same thing goes for you. And no matter what the situation is, whether it's your relationship, whether it's you going to school, whether you're a teacher or a professor, easy for me to say, a professor, whether you're a doctor or an engineer, whatever your profession is, your energy is everything. And your energy, and a lot of times, people don't really understand this, but your energy is really seen a lot in your body language and whether you're smiling. Have you ever gone into a space and people are like, smile, or somebody's like, smile? And I've heard some negative thoughts about that. Like, people don't like when somebody tells them to smile. Maybe they're not in the mood for smiling. But that's a part of your energy. So, yeah, if you're looking gloomy, you're looking depressed, and somebody tells you to smile, they're just wanting you to get your energy up. It shouldn't really be offensive. I can't really tell you how you should feel about something. But at the same time, we're talking about energy today, and your body language is a big part of your energy. So how are you walking around? Are you walking around with your head held high, with your shoulders back, walking straight, or are you slumped over, or are you looking tired? Like, because sometimes you can walk in a room and somebody don't even have to say they're tired, because you can see it based on their energy, based on their body language, based on what they're giving off. And so these things are very important, and they're essential to who you are as a person, because first impressions are everything, ladies and gentlemen. When somebody meets you at first, if you give them bad energy, I don't care what the circumstance is. And, you know, I totally get the whole everybody gets to have a bad day. But if that's somebody's first time meeting you and you've got bad energy because you're having a bad day, that may or may not go in your favor later. You never know when you're going to see that person again. You never know who that person is, how important that person is, whether you're going to need something from them or whatever. It's just like, you know, when you go off on people. And guys, I'm going to raise my hand first, because I'm totally guilty of that. Customer service has just taken a plummet. It's in the toilet right now. People don't want to give good customer service. First off, people don't want to work, but that's another soapbox that I could get on. But when I get bad service, sometimes I lose it. And, you know, that's not always good, because I am Coach Pride. I am AP Empowers. And then I don't want to go off on somebody and then they see me and they're like, oh, she like went off on me the other day and now she's encouraging people. No, thanks. So, you know, we have to be careful with our energy. We have to be careful how we share our energy. And bad body language, or, you know, cussing people out that you don't know, or, you know, putting yourself in a situation to be perceived negatively, that's just not a good thing. And so, you know, this is going to be a quick podcast today. I didn't really come to talk a whole lot. I just want you to get your energy up. I want you to be pushing forward with some good energy this week, today, tomorrow. I want you to set some goals as far as your energy. I want you to, the next person that you meet, I want you to give them nothing but good energy, right? And like I said, sometimes I know we have to pep ourselves up. It's not always easy to always be positive. I totally get that. I don't want to be unrealistic because bad days do happen and people do go through things and people do get into depression and they get into slumps. But all I'm saying is you definitely get to control that. And so if you can control it and master, you know, having good energy and encouraging yourself to keep good energy and to share good energy with others, I promise you good energy will come back to you. Very seldom are you going to go in a room and you're going to smile at somebody and they're not really going to smile back. Now, I'm not saying it's going to happen because anything's possible, right? Yes, it can happen. But even if that happens, I guarantee you the next person that you look at, they're probably going to give you that smile back. And so you've got to move on that, right? You move on that contingency, not just the negative as far as, well, everybody's not going to always be positive. Of course not. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying to you, to those that are listening to this podcast on this day, is that I want you to give some good energy. I want you to have big energy for 2023. I want you to go get it, because when you give good energy out, good energy comes back. And so whatever you believe in God for this year, I think it's going to really be contingent upon the energy that you're exuding. I think it's going to really be contingent. What if God is waiting for you to be that positive person, for you to give off positive energy, even when you're having a bad day, for you to bless somebody even when you feel like they're not worthy of it? I'm just saying. I don't know. But anyway, so like I said, I ain't going to preach at you today. I just really want you to bring your big energy today. That's what this podcast was about. Looking forward to my future episodes and my guests that I've already booked. I'm definitely going to be sharing flyers and information about those types of things. So you guys follow me on my social media, Angela R. Pride on Facebook, Coach with Pride also on Facebook, Coach with Pride on Instagram, and Coach Pride on Twitter for more information about what I got going on, about who's going to be on the shows. And I just hope you guys will stay tuned, because listen, I'm getting ready to bring you guys some really, really great content, and I hope that it will bless you. But in the meantime and in between time, AP Empower is signing out.